from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one.
Bregman drives one. High and deep to left field. Astros lead it 4-2. Breggy with number 11 on the season.
How about Breggy? Absolutely stepping on a changeup.
All right, the Astros, in a bit of a tight one, they do get the W last night, 4-3, as they handle the Miami Marlins, one of the worst teams in baseball. But they did what they had to do, and they have done that very, very well in this run here, really since June, taking care of teams that they are supposed to take care of, and the guy that was the catalyst of that, and he is Clint and Tyler, continue to be the catalyst just about every single time he steps on the mound with his ninth win is Ronel Blanco. The absolute, I'd say right now, MVP of this team. The player that has stepped up the most. Not sure where they would be without Ronel Blanco. He has been this team's not just best pitcher, has been an ace. Probably, not even probably, at least pitched well enough to earn a spot to be on the All-Star team, and continued that yesterday. 7 innings, 2 earned, 4 hits, 7 Ks, and 1 walk. Bregman was big again, as you just heard in that highlight clip. But Clint, to me, the story is Ronel Blanco, who's 9-3 with a 2.53 ERA.
Biggest story of the year for the Astros. Look, the run they've made to get back to within two obviously is big. But when it's all said and done, the biggest story, the biggest surprise, the biggest savior has been Ronel Blanco. And once again, last night, he was lights out, and it was on full display of exactly why he's been the biggest story of the season, man. I mean, it's and like I said before, Ron, it is effortless. Every time he pitches, it's effortless, man. He's as good late in the game as he is early. There's no doesn't appear. Let me say it's early. But there doesn't appear to be any fall off with Blanco. How do you say the river, Tyler?
Blanco.
Boy, he wants to argue.
And bring your dogs inside if it's hot, people.
Nope. Leave him outside. Give him a little water. Maybe throw a couple of ice cubes in that water. It'd be all right. Give him a little shade. And then you look at offensively, Ron, with the Astros last night, is you didn't get. You didn't get much out of Altuve. I think he had a hit. You didn't get anything out of Yordan. You didn't get anything out of Diaz. I think you had a hit out of Pena. Didn't get anything out of Singleton. But when you're playing the Marlins and you get a good outing from a pitcher, it shouldn't take but a couple of swings of the bat.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's clearly the Astros weren't at their best at the plate. They weren't. They had guys that typically are have been really productive of late, not do much of anything. But one big swing of the bat, couple big swings of the bat, and you win a game versus an awful baseball team 4-3. That's the way this thing should happen. It's exactly why they should sweep the Marlins.
Yeah, yeah, he's the whole row. Yeah, they did exactly what they needed to do. As you said, they can win these next two. The Mariners, they remain two games back.
Yeah,
because the Mariners won last night. But
I'm not a big fan of Bregy. I'm not a real.
I don't hate Bregy it. Bombs.
The salsa, I don't is that the name of the salsa?
I don't
too?
Mind if you're.
It was.
What, you don't know salsa no more?
He we changed it up, I believe,
oh,
didn't he?
Did he? Okay.
I think so. I need to follow up on that, but he changed something up.
No, I don't mind when you're talking about Bregy Bombs or Bregy Salsa or whatever the hell it is. I don't like it when you're talking about him. Bregy really sat on that change up like Blum. I don't like it.
Just using it as a full name.
If I were Bregman, I'd ask Blum, hey, man. I love you, but would you mind calling me either Alex or Bregman or bad MF or something?
Well, everybody.
Bregy ain't it.
You know, sports, especially baseball, everybody has the nickname.
Bregy ain't it. I'm just telling you.
I believe it has been it.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It doesn't flow off of me, but yeah, I believe he's been Bregy forever.
I don't like it.
There it is. Bregy bomb.
And I don't mind that.
Is Bregy being ridiculous?
That's where it started. Was it going on before that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been Bregy bombs as long as I can remember.
I bet no one even calls him Alex.
A Bregy bomb is, but when people are normally talking, like do the commentators, when they're normally talking about Bregman on the field, like, well, that was a great play by Bregman. I don't remember them saying that's a great play by Bregy.
No, I think, yeah, in that case, I wouldn't say I've heard that from TK and Blum a whole lot.
Not a lot, but they say it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, the first time it annoyed me was when Pena said it, and, like, you just did that commercial right there.
I bet you they do it. I bet you that's how they call him.
Is
I bet
Bregy
they never
being
call
ridiculous?
Him Alex.
Is Bregy being
I bet
ridiculous?
They don't call him Alex. Or Bregman. Hey, Bregy!
I've heard TK and Blum call him Bregy, obviously Bregman. They call him Breg sometimes. Yeah. I'm good with Bregy.
I'm just not a fan. Alex ruined it for me. I mean, Pena ruined it for me.
My favorite, though, is I'm old Breg. Y'all don't know about old Greg, do you?
I don't know if I've ever heard
I'm
that
not
one.
Familiar with that.
I didn't think y'all know old Greg. I'll send you a video. You'll see.
Yeah. Old Greg, who is that?
It's just... I'll just have to show you later. It's a stupid-ass viral video from years ago.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar.
I'm old Brig! Drink Bailey's from a shoe.
Real quick, as Tyler continues to roll with that.
Listeners will know.
Back to Blanco. Would you consider the Christian Javier deal with him right now?
What was the deal?
Remember the Christian Javier, it's 5 year. They got to him early. Probably before he, you know, maybe had another great year.
Was it the Lance deal too? 5 year, 80-something?
Well, Christian was even cheaper. 5 year, $64 million is what they did for him. 5 year, $64 million. Now, Christian was younger. Now, he'll be 31 August 31st. So, he'll be 31 coming up at the end of next month. Has he impressed you that much at 31? Maybe it's not 5 years, but would you think about throwing a contract
to,
and money?
Huh? You don't have to.
I don't think you have to yet, but would you think about trying? Like, they didn't have to do it with Javier either, but they felt like, hey, he's pitched to a place where maybe we want to get it done early so it doesn't cost us a lot. We can get us the Astros like to get that team-friendly action like they try to do to Kyle Tucker.
Well, if you're asking me if I'm convinced that Blanco is a long-term starter in this rotation, the answer is yes.
Yeah. So you would consider maybe trying to wrap him up, throwing something out at him.
I would get him for as cheap as you can get him, for as long as you can get him. But when it comes contract time, yes, I would not hesitate to pay Blanco. And I would. I mean, at the end of the day, the stuff is very convincing, and I am just.
It is scary. It's one half a year really of starting right now.
But I mean, look, I don't want to jinx anything, but the the production is, I mean, how many games does a guy have to produce like this before you go, okay, this is the real deal? Now, would you like to see him in some higher leverage situations before you open the checkbook? Sure. Would you like to see him in playoff situations and see him have success at that level? Yeah, absolutely. But like I personally, I've seen enough to just be convinced that I want him in the Astros rotation long term. I think he's a guy that if you look at, again, I'm just simply to the eye. I'm no doctor, but the way in which he pitches, it is effortless. Like you watch Lance McCullers or you watch Spencer Arrighetti, and those guys pitch in a way you can the torque and the it seems like it's just a matter of time before something blows up on that. I mean, they are giving it everything they got. He seems to be completely in control and have an effortless action that I just feel really comfortable with from a health standpoint as well.
There's a wonder to me, like, it feels like over like the next 3 years, at worst he's going to be like a four starter. Man. You know what I mean? At worst?
Yeah.
At worst, I mean, with the ceiling to be maybe, I don't think he's an ace, although he has pitched like an ace the first half of the season. But, like, at worst, this is a guy who looks like, as you said, we'll see, because he's crossed the 100-inning mark for the first time. But he does, with his delivery, looks like somebody that will eat innings. He looks like somebody that will be there every fifth day. He looks like somebody who's going to give you close to quality starts. And that is... That's hard to find, as we've seen here, and you know.
Well, he clearly is competitive as hell, putting that goo in his glove. So you know he wants it as well.
He's not scared. I don't think he do.
Not scared to cheat a bit.
It's an accident.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I'm just kidding.
That's that real homer take right there.
I was just
sweat and pine tar, boys, or what, rosin.
I believe he's sticking by that. It just accepted the suspension because he didn't want.
And the umpire very, very nonchalantly said,
"Never seen anything.
I do
like
this
it.
Every day, and I've never seen anything as sticky as that."
Real quick, if y'all mention it, apologies. I was editing in some audio back here for a second. Did y'all mention Blanco's hair last night?
No.
Did y'all catch that?
No, we did. I didn't catch all the game.
So y'all know he does the blonde.
He's the blonde.
Typically,
yeah. I was gonna say.
He showed up to last night's game with purple hair because apparently he accidentally bought the wrong hair product. Not to either. Dye his hair with.
I missed that, dog. You don't.
Yeah, that,
I'm not
that
lying.
That goes right in line with he didn't know that goo was in his glove.
The guy that didn't know goo was in his glove.
Yeah. Thought he was 190, didn't know he had goo in his glove, and thought he was dyeing his hair blonde, and it was actually purple.
How do you do that?
Because he grabbed the wrong box.
How
at
are
the
you
drug
a pro
store?
Athlete, dude? I could see back on Park Street back that's in my day where I couldn't afford to go to the salon doing something stupid like that. But you're a pro athlete.
But that's a hell of a tough of wrong box to pick.
Purple.
I mean, why is he even picking his own box?
Well, I mean,
why is he not
that's
going?
Why, that's why I'm suggesting maybe is it time for Ronnell to get paid? Ronnell's a guy who's picking out his own box.
I mean, if Ronnell played his cards right, he could probably get his hair done by a very well-established young lady in the business for free.
It sounds like he's getting a real cost-effective.
Yeah, he's doing it himself.
And Ronnell's really missing out. I'm gonna tell you that when you're a young pro athlete and single, the hairstylist is a box you got to check, Ronnell.
Yeah. Well, he said, "Give me that new deal." Ronnell said, "I'll take 3 years, $38 million right now, so I don't have to pick my own box." Purple. Oh man, that could have been platinum. It could have been any kind of color.
Yeah, purple's purple. My favorite color, but I don't know if I want my hair that color.
I wouldn't love it. I'm with you. I've got to hit an emergency somebody because I'm not going out here in this purple. We got to do something.
He ran out there with purple hair.
Big 3-3, number 2.
At least they weren't playing the Rockies. All right, this coming from Chandler Rome. The Astros have listed your favorite TBA instead of TBD as their starter through the end of the first half. If they stay in line, Jake Bloss, who had another rehab start, would start tomorrow, Clint. Hunter Brown on Friday with Spencer Arrighetti and then Ronnell Blanco to finish things out. So, Jake Bloss is on track to start, according to Joe Espada, and could go tomorrow, Clint. And this kind of goes in line with what the general manager Dana Brown had to say on their Astros flagship, where he has talked about going after starting pitching, going after that at a deadline. Said we're going to do whatever we got to do. It takes two sides, but it has to make sense for the club. If not, we'll ask one of these young kids, to step up. And I'm with him on this. Obviously, they need to add starting pitching. But when you look at everything, injuries and everything, what kind of starting pitching? Like, do they need an ace? Do they need a front-of-the-line rotation? Do they need an innings eater or somebody that they can just depend on to start? What kind of starting pitching right now should they be looking for?
Yeah, that's...
It fluctuates with me.
Well, with the Verlander situation out there, I just don't... I would be, and I've said this before, but call me crazy. I would be comfortable with the Astros rolling as they are and in hopes you get Garcia back. And Verlander, obviously. And you get Jake Bloss back. Now you've got some guys that can be innings eaters that can, if the wheels come off of Jake or if the wheels come off of Spencer, you've got a guy to chunk in there for a longer relief roll out of the pen if you need be. You've got some answers. I'm not comfortable with it, but I would be okay if the Astros decided to go that route. With the Verlander thing hanging out there for me, Ron, like I think the only conversation about starting pitching to be had is a guy that could land in the top three in this rotation.
Yeah.
I mean, which to me is beyond an innings eater.
Because you would have told me before the weirdness of, hey, he's throwing every other day, we don't really know the time frame, I would have said, man, you know, the way he's thrown, the way Hunter Brown has thrown, and Framber, like, they just need a dependable starter. But now, Clint, if I'm Dana Brown and them, am I 100% good in belief that Verlander's going to make it to the end?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what is Ronel Blanco going to look like when he hits a certain innings? Like, it feels like maybe, and then you're just up in the air with Framber. You don't know really, you know, what you have all the time there.
Well, that's why for me, it's like the conversation is the top three in a rotation. Like, if we're just talking about going out and getting another Luis Garcia that can chew up some innings potentially.
And I thought that was a real option. That might have been an option.
I just wonder how smart it is. You got Luis coming back. You got Jake coming back. Hopefully you got Verlander coming back. Like, how smart is it to go out there and move assets, move prospects potentially, to go get a guy that is Luis Garcia? You know what I mean? Like, it better be a guy that can help you in the playoffs in the top three of this rotation. If you're going to make a move, I mean, the Verlander situation could change that opinion very, very quickly. But right now, I'm just not real bullish on the Astros making some crazy move for a guy that's not going to be in the top.
Between Verlander and multiple guys that you're going to depend on hitting innings they've never hit before, I'm with you. I think they may need to get the best that they can get.
The other thing about that is, and I'm not taking this into consideration with this conversation, but there is a future play here. Like, if it's somebody that, you know, you don't, if they're not comfortable re up and Framber, if they're not, if JV, he's not going to, I mean, he's going to be a free agent after this year ultimately, and he's going to be older. So, you know what, there's also a future play there of like, hey, man, we need somebody that we can rely on that's going to be under contract.
And also, Luis Garcia may be the Luis Garcia that you're trying to get back.
Yep.
Like, and you still don't know exactly what he is going to bring to the table with that. So I'm with you. I think they need to get – it should be the best target that they can get, the absolute best that they can get, and not, you know, something of an innings eater or something like that. All right, coming up, we talked about the big news that we found out the second half of the show last night. Lance McCullers is going to be shut down for a bit. But – there's potential that he could come back, But what would be the best role for him right now with everything the Astros have? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Lance McCullers had another setback.
Bury me in the H.
That's right. That's right. Gonna shut him down a little bit. As we reported yesterday, in the second half of the show, Lance McCullers is going to be in chill mode for a little bit. As you remember, his setback has not pitched since Game 3 of the World Series in 2022, and going to be out for some time. I want to get back to Lance real quick. I do want to relay to you the starting lineup that is out right now for tonight's game behind Framber Valdez, Altuve, Bregman, and then the DH again is Yordan Alvarez. That back of the knee, we're probably going to see him at DH.
Oh, here we go. I mean, you just feed the flame, man.
Saying, we're probably going to see him at DH.
Ain't nothing wrong with that man. He is fine.
I know it. Just fine. Yeah, let's have him at DH. I feel good about that. Diaz catching tonight. Pena at short. Singleton. And he's in the game at lefty, righty on the mound. So he gets back to back starts at first base, and then Jake Myers in center, Dubon in left, and then Joey Lowe, Loperfido is in right field tonight, and he is batting ninth. So that is the lineup behind Framber Valdez tonight, but. Lance McCullers. I was looking at our guy, Patrick Creighton. He tweeted out yesterday. By the way, Area 45 tonight? Is that rolling tonight?
No Area 45 tonight.
No Area 45 tonight.
We'll return mañana.
All right. We'll return coming up, so stay tuned coming up tomorrow. But he tweeted out, Clint, saying that he could see – with this setback, this could position Lance being ready by September. Now, I wouldn't hold my breath for that. And if you'd listened to this show in the last day, and even in the crosstalk, I don't know how or if any of us are confident that he will throw another pitch this season for the Astros, let alone, hell, some of us don't even know if he'll throw another pitch for the Astros in general. But let's just say that this is just a small setback, fellas, and he is able to return, let's say, in September, the way that Patrick Creighton kind of positioned it. What's the role for him? What's the best role for Lance McCullers? If Lance McCullers finds a way to get healthy and he's back in September, what is the role for him? Is there a starter that he kicks out? Is there a spot in the bullpen? What would be the best role for Lance McCullers if he is ever able to get back?
I don't think there's a starter he kicks out. Absolutely
right?
Not.
Yeah,
unless somebody just Ronel Blanco or Hunter Brown just completely.
I guess Eric
completely
Getty.
Fall. Well, I mean, that's. But I'm talking. I mean, oh, you're talking the rest of the season.
If he comes back in September, like Creighton said, this could push him back. This setback could have his return pushed back to September. I'm with you. I don't know. Like, I guess if Spencer Arrighetti went in the tank and whoever Dana Brown went and got, because it sounds like they're making a priority to get somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard with whoever they go and get and the guys they have to see who he kicks out in the mission. And to me, it leaves bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's 6-1 way ahead of it. Like, I don't think Spencer Arrighetti's done anything at this point for a healthy Lance McCullers that comes back if he's full go and can let it eat. Like, I would have no problem with them saying, Spencer, you're going to bump to the bullpen or you're going to, like, whatever, do whatever you do with Spencer. Like, I'm not convinced that he's irreplaceable and untouchable, if you will, as it pertains.
If you trust he's the old Lance. Yeah.
I'd be willing to find out in at the expense of Spencer Arrighetti. But I'm with you. I've thought all along when he comes back, I've thought his best role is a longer relief guy.
Someone just texted him, middle relief, can't trust him or overuse him.
Yeah, it makes sense with him coming back and not taxing him too much. I think his stuff, again, if it is even remotely what it once was, I think it'll play well out of the pen. And look, let's be honest, when you've got an old Justin Verlander, An inconsistent Framber Valdez of late.
They're probably going to use guys.
Well, and two really young dudes, that would be your starting rotation when games start mattering.
You could see some guys having to come in the fourth.
Absolutely. When we were doing that comparison of this year's starting, like if the playoffs hit and everything was healthy, this year's starting four rotation in the playoffs versus last year's and even 2022. I was looking back. There were two games, I think, two games in 2022, I believe in the World Series in 2022 against the Phillies. I think Javier had a quick outing and Jose Urquidy had an outing where they didn't make it one inning. And that was in a seven-game series. I can't remember exactly the details of 2023, but I mean that would be a key role for a guy like Lance and a needed role here. I don't know how much faith they have in Montero right now. I don't know how much faith you have in Dubin right now and Seth Martinez right now. I think he would fit in squarely with one of those guys and be a middle relief guy. If it's a September, October return for Lance, I would imagine they'd push it all the way back next year if that were to happen. But if there is a fit.
It's hard to go to think that you can't, like as of right now, you can't complete a bullpen session to where you're going to be pitching meaningful innings. Well, at least not throwing five. You know what I mean? it's hard to jump to see. Like my man right here can't bounce back from a bullpen session, and then in September or hell in October, like he's going to be ready to throw 80 pitches, 100 pitches in a game. I was telling Tyler, I'm trying to figure the year, Christian Javier, like the kind of role in that postseason and late in that year where he would come in. We kept saying it. I remember being out in front of Minute Maid.
That had to be 2021.
Can you give me three?
Mm-hmm.
And many times he would come in off of Greinke or come in off of Luis Garcia. Him and Jake.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cody Reezy kind of did that where they would come off and throw 2 to 3 innings to hold the game where it was. And to me, best circumstances, if he's able to get back, that he does that. But it is hard to envision him having a chance to be in the starting rotation. To throw, not when it matters.
Yeah, not when it matters. I don't see it happening.
I mean, if you can't recover from a 30-pitch bullpen session, even if it was that much.
How many years he got left on that contract he signed?
I mean, we got to be coming to the end. I mean, I thought it was a 4 or 5 year, $80-something million dollar deal.
Are y'all talking about for Lance?
Yeah.
That runs till 2026.
Yeah, so with that said, it wouldn't shock me if even if he were set to make some big comeback and come up in September, October, it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't just say, hey, man, let's push this thing. Let's push this thing into next year. We're all set.
That's what I would think. But, like, if he is going to run, like, it is hard to look and say, you know what? This would like, all right, you get, like, because we can look at it. Luis Garcia, you get him back. Luis Garcia may be the fifth starter, right? It's him and Jake Bloss. He comes back, you get it. Lance, when Lance comes back, what the hell is Lance going to do?
Yeah.
Like, we know where JV's going to go. We know we're got a good feel of where Luis Garcia's going to go. Lance, not so sure. All right. CJ Stroud, after that amazing, and as Clint said, the best rookie season he's ever seen, he is now chasing the top. But you got to do things before you get to the top. Who is he chasing? We'll explain what that means a little bit more coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Tostitos chips gets me every time, baby. shout out to Clint yesterday. I got to say, Tyler, he may have saved me from on top of the struggles with the hurricane. He may have saved me from being up on that toilet all night long.
How's that?
We got a lot. We got a lot. Hey, Clint's a fool, man. We got a lot of a lot of snacks kind of circling around.
Yeah,
circling,
man,
around the building after everyone's, you know, stayed the night up here. We got a lot of snacks circling around there. Got a little area. There's some Rice Krispies, you know. Somebody for some reason left the macadamia nut cookies in. Oh, one of my faves.
You mashed them, didn't you?
Oh, well,
that's
somebody
weird.
Took the last one. That pissed me smooth off.
cookies are like one of my favorite things to dive like into, macadamia? But I don't like those.
I love them. Oh, yeah. Good gracious. They left it. It was a row of three different kinds. They left the macadamia nuts right for you, boy. You know, some chips back there. Me and Clint both had the old chip and beef jerky combination yesterday. I don't know where that comes from.
But I had some rotisserie chicken out of that fridge earlier this week.
I took a look in that refrigerator and I saw a little French onion dip. Daisies. I said, oh, let me slide into this. Took a couple of bites. Wasn't too bad. Clint came in. I said, because Clint had ruffles. I said, Clint, I can't believe you didn't get none of that daisies. And he says, daisy dips in there? He said, you think that's from when I had them in here? I was like, I don't know. It said, tastes pretty good. Clint walked right out of the room, went right to the refrigerator. He came back in his hand. He had his hand full of ruffles.
No dip.
Hold on, son.
And he just looked me right in the eyes and said, you want to know?
You want that date?
You want to know the date? He said March 11th. I said, oh, okay. Let me slide that to the side. Hey. I think I'd only had two bites of the dip.
Ain't nothing but some ranch, some old two-month-old ranch.
That'll take you out, boy. That would have had it bubbling right there. That's the next thing the house didn't need. So shout out to Clint for holding me down.
I was looking out for you, man. Cause hey, my big ass. I've been opening that fridge at least twice a show between the 4 and 6 o'clock hour.
You're gonna say, I know he ain't sneaked this French onion.
I've seen it back there.
Throw it away.
I ain't looked at the date yet, but I seen it back there. I was like, man, that's got to be old. I ain't never messed with it.
And you know that's tough for him because he ate that year cheese. Or whatever it was,
if I was in a real hungry state and I wasn't trying to eat healthy, I'd have damn sure dug in there, and it wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't even check the date, knowing it was old.
Well,
I mean, hey, Tyler, you should have seen. I felt bad breaking it to Ron because when he walked through that door and he had them damn
chips, found a gold mine in here.
Hey, Clint, man, you see that ranch dip back there, bro?
You missed that French onion.
You see that French onion dip back there, bro? You must have missed that. You ain't got none on your plate.
And Courtney will tell the truth. That ain't the last I dealt with French onion dip on yesterday.
You had a craving.
Late last night, and I know I'm not alone out here. This hurricane and everything that's come with it has caused many people to probably throw back a few more. I had a little whiskey, had a little Sprite. And my little whiskey and Sprite, here we go. Give my drink.
Did it turn into two and three?
I just had the one. Had my glass, I had some ruffles and some French onion dip. Now I got that French onion dip and this date was good. I dug me up one, bear jumped on me, having a little fun, lost control of that I dropped all them chips in that French onion dip, all in that drink.
In your drink?
All in the drink.
Oh, man.
Said, oh, damn.
And Courtney just cracked up. I mean, just died laughing. And I said, I'm not getting rid of it. I'm drinking this drink. She said, oh, stop. Try to turn it to the side.
Is that my boy?
Where there wasn't ranch floating in it?
Start drinking it. I'm drinking. She goes, will you just wash that out? I went back there and I said, well, here, let me get a napkin. Get this. Because it was just a glob of it sitting on the corner of the glass. So let me get this out. But I took one taste with it.
Mm-hmm.
I must have avoided the French onion. I took one taste with it. I said, damn.
It makes me nervous.
Let me pour this out. So I had a little run in with the French onion dip yesterday.
Hey, you got that little taste of that old stuff and had to go back and get you some new.
Oh,
huh?
Boy, I was hot when that thing on that glass. I said, damn, boy, we can't catch great. One. Can't catch one. All right. I set this on the other side, and I want everybody to jump in. 713-572-4610. Tyler, jump in as well. Clint, too. Listen, I think C.J. Stroud is in chase mode, and I think there is a realistic possibility that C.J. Stroud could, at season's end, take the number two spot. Now, guys, he's not going to take the number one spot. Not in a year. I'm not saying ever. I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud will never, ever be looked at as the best quarterback in the game. But I'm just saying, honestly, there's absolutely nothing C.J. Stroud can do next year where he surpasses Patrick Mahomes. I don't think there's anything. Patrick Mahomes, three Super Bowls, three Super Bowl MVPs, three regular season MVPs where he is right now. There's nothing in one year that he can do. But Clint, I think number two is up for grabs. I think realistically, now maybe you may not think, but I think realistically it could be up for grabs. Because I think Joe Burrow, after his second year, and they went in and beat the Chiefs and went to the Super Bowl and almost beat the Rams, I think at that point he passed up Josh Allen and Lamar and was considered by most people as the number two quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes. And that was just after year two. So we've seen it happen. I think it can happen. I don't think one is there, but I think two is there. And I'm wondering from you all, who do you think CJ is chasing for the two spot? Who's in the two spot right now? If Patrick Mahomes is, I think, clear and away number one, who is in the two spot that CJ is chasing? Mm. Some may think it is CJ. I can't get with that, but not yet. But who is in that two spot?
Say no.
I think it's still Joe Burrow for me. And I know Joe missed last year, and I know CJ didn't have him in his top five. But for me, Joe missed because of injury. Joe Burrow, to me, is still the second-best quarterback in football. I know Lamar won his second, he won his second MVP. He damn near, for the second time, got all the damn votes. It was unanimous, just one vote without it last year. But he won his second MVP. Josh Allen was in the MVP conversation. You know, there are other guys out there. But for me, I still think second is who CJ is chasing, and I think it's Joe Burrow.
Man, it's Joe Burrow or Josh Allen.
You don't have Lamar in that?
No, I mean, just Lamar's got to make a run, man. I mean, there's – oh, man, the MVPs are impressive. The Joe Burrow run to the Super Bowl. I think Josh Allen is...
Joe's Super Bowl, and then the next year, the AFC Championship and lost, you know, by a field goal in the last play.
I think I've said this before. I mean, I think Josh Allen is the most all-around gifted quarterback in the league right now. when you look at how he can run it, you look at the arm, the talent, the arm strength, all that. From a gift standpoint, he's the most. I think he's the most gifted quarterback playing right now. And I've said it multiple times, if it weren't for Pat Mahomes derailing his ass year after year, we would be looking at Josh Allen completely different. I think it's Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. If we take injury completely out of the equation, I would ride with Joe as well.
Yeah, to me. Now, Josh is right there, and Josh has a lot to prove this year with the cast that he has. But, yeah, for me, it is just when Joe has been healthy, and that's a big deal. He missed,
and he's derailed. He's the only one that's derailed Mahomes.
Yes, yes, and had him on. He's 3-1 against him,
mm-hmm.
And had him on the ropes for a second time, and you know, and I mean, he is. I think a lot of people have forgotten about Joe because he got hurt last year, and we could move through so quickly. And CJ came yep. about, and Lamar had another breakout season, and even Dak was really good. Excuse me, but Joe, it is for me from the text line. I think Lamar is better than Burrow, but definitely a 2-3 player conversation. Lamar.
I think Lamar's got to be in a conversation.
Oh, he's definitely in it.
I think Lamar's got to be in a conversation. I think because when you just talk about MVP, I mean Lamar is the definition of an MVP. I mean,
he's the only one whose accomplishments probably rivals the closest to Mahomes.
Well, I cannot for the life of me understand, and y'all know where I'm at with that. I think the dumbest thing the NFL does year in, year out, is have quarterbacks that can impact the game with their legs, and because of the risk of injury, they save it. Like, we're going to use it at a certain time. We're going to wait till the games matter. We're going to wait till, when in reality, that is the X factor that makes you, that takes your team to a whole nother level. I can't explain why Lamar Jackson was his legs weren't used in what was that last year in that game?
Yeah, nobody was it, against what, Chiefs what, in the AFC Championship. Nobody's legs were used.
I can't explain that. I can't explain how you ever go into a. I would be sick if I were Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator. I would be sick. Like, I would be visibly sick today walking in that office. They'd be like, "Hey, Todd, what's wrong? Man, did you watch last year's AFC? I can't believe
it. Todd watches every day.
I can't believe that I didn't run. I didn't use Lamar's legs. What the hell was I thinking? Like." He is the definition of MVP. He's got to be in this conversation. And you could say, with a better play caller last year, he may have derailed Mahomes.
And that's why I'm surprised, man. I was not because y'all's choices that we're discussing here were outlandish. So I think all these guys are in the conversation. But I was surprised that neither one of you went with Lamar, because that was where my brain first went.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked from you.
No, I've come a long way.
You weren't even about him as a quarterback.
No, I wasn't. No, admittedly so. I was dead wrong too.
Had he finished the deal last year, Tyler, I think he would have been clearly the person there.
Yeah.
Had he won that game in which, as you said, Todd only ran running back 6 times, and him even less in that game when you led the league in rushing. Like, if he finished that off,
he's the best running quarterback we've ever seen in this game. And
and Lamar just got to the Super Bowl, I think he would be clear, too. Had he just gotten there and not won it? Someone texted in, are we just dismissing Aaron Rodgers? I am from this conversation right now.
I mean, he's somewhere in the dark.
You can't sit a season. After you tore your Achilles tendon and me talk about you as the potential number 2 quarterback in this league.
39. Out of the darkness.
No, I mean, look, I am a big Aaron Rodgers guy, and I think if Aaron stays healthy, I think Aaron will have his team in a championship mode. As I said before, I mean, it's tough to get there, but I think Aaron will have his guys there. I think Aaron will play at an MVP level if he stays healthy, but that's a big if.
Yeah.
These other guys have last year stayed, you know, I mean, have done big things.
Should I read these, Tyler? Should I read these set Clint off texts?
Yeah, do it.
If we're looking at it, is we're saying, like I said, CJ, I'm wondering who CJ's chasing, because I think there is a real possibility, and not outlandish, not like this person who said, because I said I don't think number 1 is available. Not this year for CJ Stroud. As this person said, if CJ goes undefeated through the Super Bowl, leads the league in yards, touchdowns, first or second and fewest interceptions thrown, he could take Mahomes for the top spot.
He ain't laying down for nobody.
So, like, I'm saying realistically, not that.
No, I don't care if he does that. He does that.
I don't. Yeah, I'm with you. Pat's
got a head start, man.
Yeah, well, undefeated. That would be something, though. It'd be an
accomplishment. You still ain't got Pat.
But not that. I think he could realistically get to 2, and I'm saying, who would number 2 be? And someone texted in, these are two. I put Justin Herbert over Joe Burrow.
Oh, stop it.
He said, stop it.
Dude ain't won a playoff game, man.
And, which end was he looking for?
And maybe
from?
A Cowboy fan sliding in. With Dak is two, Joe has to be available to be able to be able stop to be included. It. Allen is after Lamar.
There it was. Glory hole.
Stop it. I can go Joe Burrow. I can go Lamar. I would personally go Josh.
You don't even think Justin Herbert's name should even be mentioned anywhere close to this conversation.
No, it shouldn't. Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's in Trevor Lawrenceville.
He's just not there. And there's he's had a lot against him. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks have come in this league and had a mess, even though he had a hell of a supporting cast offensively. I mean, he's had some weapons, boy. I just ain't ready. You're talking about when you get C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, you're talking about like elite skill sets, whether they're athletic heavy or arm talent heavy or a combination of the two. You're talking about a certain level of success, and I will forever. You're talking about the ability to process at a level where you can go win a Super Bowl, where you can win playoff games. Like Justin Herbert has not proven he could do that. I mean, he just hadn't proven he can do that. And he hasn't proven that he can be the athlete that Lamar Josh is, right? So, I mean, it's just I can't get there with Justin yet, man.
Yeah. What you got coming up in the four?
A little football horny. Our guy Azeez Al-Shaair, new Mike linebacker for the Houston Texans. Not new to D'Amico Ryans, but new linebacker, Mike linebacker, the leader of the defense, the quarterback of the defense. You're going to need to get familiar with this guy, Houston. He is really, really good. And he gives us two things to be absolutely excited about: our head coach and the linebacker he's going to be lining up next to, Christian Harris. He's got some big words for those two guys. I'm stoked about it. Gives me confidence as a fan. I'll bring you that audio, and we'll hear from the middle linebacker. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Where there wasn't ranch floating in it.
Start drinking it. I'm drinking. She goes, will you just wash that out? I went back there and I said, well, here, let me get a napkin. Get this, because it was just a glob of it sitting on the corner of the glass. So let me get this out. But I took one taste with it.
Mm-hmm.
I must have avoided the French onion. I took one taste with it. I said, damn.
It makes me nervous.
Let me pour this out. So I had a little run in with the French onion dip yesterday.
Hey, you got that little taste of that old stuff and had to go back and get you some new.
Oh,
huh?
Boy, I was hot when that thing on that glass. I said, damn, boy, we can't catch one. Can't catch one. All right. I said this on the other side, and I want everybody to jump in. 713-572-4610. Tyler, jump in as well. Clint, too. Listen, I think C.J. Stroud is in chase mode, and I think there is a realistic possibility that C.J. Stroud could, at season's end, take the number two spot. Now, guys, he's not going to take the number one spot. Not in a year. I'm not saying ever. I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud will never, ever be looked at as the best quarterback in the game. But I'm just saying, honestly, there's absolutely nothing C.J. Stroud can do next year where he surpasses Patrick Mahomes.
Hi, old Kermit the Frog.
I don't think there's anything. Patrick Mahomes, three Super Bowls, three Super Bowl MVPs, three regular season MVPs, where he is right now. There's nothing in 1 year that he can do. But Clint, I think number two is up for grabs. I think realistically, now maybe you may not think, but I think realistically it could be up for grabs. Because I think Joe Burrow, after his second year, and they went in and beat the Chiefs and went to the Super Bowl and almost beat the Rams, I think at that point he passed up Josh Allen and Lamar and was considered by most people as the number two quarterback behind Patrick Mahomes. And that was just after year two. So we've seen it happen. I think it can happen. I don't think one is there, but I think two is there. And I'm wondering from you all, who do you think CJ is chasing for the two spot? Who's in the two spot right now? If Patrick Mahomes is, I think, clear and away number one, who is in the two spot that CJ is chasing? Mm. Some may think it is CJ. I can't get with that, but not yet. But who is in that two spot?
Say no.
I think it's still Joe Burrow for me. And I know Joe missed last year, and I know CJ didn't have him in his top five. But for me, Joe missed because of injury. Joe Burrow, to me, is still the second-best quarterback in football. I know Lamar won his second, he won his second MVP. He damn near, for the second time, got all the damn votes. It was unanimous, just one vote without it last year. But he won his second MVP. Josh Allen was in the MVP conversation. You know, there are other guys out there. But for me, I still think second is who CJ is chasing, and I think it's Joe Burrow.
Man, it's Joe Burrow or Josh Allen.
You don't have Lamar in that?
No, I mean, just Lamar's got to make a run, man. I mean, there's – oh, man, the MVPs are impressive. The Joe Burrow run to the Super Bowl. I think Josh Allen is...
Joe's Super Bowl, and then the next year, the AFC Championship and lost, you know, by a field goal in the last play.
I think I've said this before. I mean, I think Josh Allen is the most all-around gifted quarterback in the league right now. when you look at how he can run it, you look at the arm, the talent, the arm strength, all that. From a gift standpoint, he's the most. I think he's the most gifted quarterback playing right now. And I've said it multiple times, if it weren't for Pat Mahomes derailing his ass year after year, we would be looking at Josh Allen completely different. I think it's Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. If we take injury completely out of the equation, I would ride with Joe as well.
Yeah, to me. Now, Josh is right there, and Josh has a lot to prove this year with the cast that he has. But, yeah, for me, it is just when Joe has been healthy, and that's a big deal. He missed.
And he's derailed. He's the only one that's derailed Mahomes.
Yes. And had him on. He's 3-1 against him. Mm-hmm. And had him on the ropes for a second time. And, you know, and I mean, he is – I think a lot of people have forgotten about Joe because he got hurt last year, and we could move through so quickly. And CJ came about, and Lamar had another breakout season, and even Dak was really good. Excuse me, but Joe, it is for me from the text line. I think Lamar is better than Burrow, but definitely a 2-3 player conversation. Lamar.
I think Lamar's got to be in a conversation.
Oh, he's definitely in it.
I think Lamar's got to be in a conversation.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I think because when you just talk about when you talk about MVP, I mean, Lamar is the definition of an MVP. I mean,
he's the only one whose accomplishments probably rivals the closest to Mahomes. Well,
I cannot for the life of me understand, and y'all know where I'm at with that. I think the dumbest thing the NFL does year in, year out is have quarterbacks that can impact the game with their legs, and because of the risk of injury, they save it. Like, we're going to use it at a certain time. We're going to wait till the games matter. We're going to wait till, when in reality, that is the X factor that makes you, that takes your team to a whole nother level. I can't explain why Lamar Jackson his legs weren't used in what was that last year in that game?
Nobody against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. Nobody's legs were used.
I can't explain that. I can't explain how you ever go into a game. I would be sick. If I were Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, I would be sick. Like, I would be visibly sick today walking in that office. They'd be like, hey, Todd, what's wrong? Man, did you watch last year's AFC? I can't believe
it. Say, Todd, watch this every day.
I can't believe that I didn't run. I didn't use Lamar's legs. What the hell was I thinking? Like, he is the definition of MVP. He's got to be in this conversation. And you could say, with a better play caller last year, he may have derailed Mahomes.
And that's why I'm surprised, man. I was not because y'all's choices that we're discussing here were outlandish. So I think all these guys are in the conversation. But I was surprised that neither one of you went with Lamar, because that was where my brain first went.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked from you.
No, I've come a long way.
You weren't even about him as a quarterback.
No, I wasn't. No, admittedly so. I was dead wrong, too.
Had he finished the deal last year, Tyler, I think he would have been clearly the person there.
Yeah.
Had he won that game in which, as you said, Todd only ran running back six times, and him even less in that game when you led the league in rushing? Like, if
he's the best running quarterback we've ever seen in this game, and
and Lamar just got to the Super Bowl, I think he would be clear too. Had he just gotten there and not won it? Someone texted in, are we just dismissing Aaron Rodgers? I am from this conversation right now.
I mean, he's somewhere in the dark.
Yeah, you can't sit a season after you tore your Achilles tendon and me talk about you as the potential number two quarterback in this league.
39. I came out of the darkness.
No, I mean, look, I am a big Aaron Rodgers guy, and I think if Aaron stays healthy, I think Aaron will have his team in a championship mode. I don't know. As I said before, I mean, it's tough to get there, but I think Aaron will have his guys there. I think Aaron will play at an MVP level if he stays healthy. But that's a big if.
Yeah.
These other guys have last year stayed, you know, I mean, have done big things.
Should I read these, Tyler, should I read these set Clint off texts?
Yeah, do it. Do
it. If we're looking at it, as we're saying, like I said, CJ, I'm wondering who CJ's chasing, because I think there is a real possibility, and not outlandish, not like this person who said, because I said I don't think number one is available. Not this year for CJ Stroud. As this person said, if CJ goes undefeated through the Super Bowl, leads the league in yards, touchdowns, first or second, and fewest interceptions thrown, he could take Mahomes for the top spot.
He ain't laying down for nobody.
So, like, I'm saying realistically, not that.
No, I don't care if he does that. He does that.
I don't. Yeah, I'm with you. Pat's
got a head start, man.
Yeah, well, undefeated, that would be something, though.
It'd be a hell of an accomplishment. You still ain't got Pat.
But not that. I think he can realistically get to two, and I'm saying, who would number two be? And someone texted in, these are two. I put Justin Herbert over Joe Burrow.
Oh, stop it.
He said,
stop it. Dude ain't won a playoff game, man.
And which end was he looking for?
And maybe
from
a Cowboy fan sliding in. With Dak is two, Joe has to be available to be included. Allen is after Lamar.
There it was. Glory hole.
Stop it. I can go Joe Burrow. I can go Lamar. I would personally go Josh.
You don't even think Justin Herbert's name should even be mentioned anywhere close to this conversation.
No, it shouldn't. Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's in Trevor Lawrenceville.
He's just not there. And he's had a lot against him. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks have come in this league and had a mess, even though he had a hell of a supporting cast offensively. I mean, he's had some weapons, boy. I just ain't ready. You're talking about when you get C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, you're talking about like elite skill sets, whether they're athletic heavy or arm talent heavy or a combination of the two, you're talking about a certain level of success, and I will forever. You're talking about the ability to process at a level where you can go win a Super Bowl, where you can win playoff games. Like Justin Herbert has not proven he can do that. I mean, he just hadn't proven he can do that. And he hasn't proven that he can be the athlete that Lamar Josh is, right? So, I mean, it's just, I can't get there with Justin yet, man.
Yeah. What you got coming up in the four?
A little football horny. Our guy, Azeez Al-Shaair, new Mike linebacker for the Houston Texans. Not new to D'Amico Ryans, but new linebacker, Mike linebacker, the leader of the defense, the quarterback of the defense. You're going to need to get familiar with this guy, Houston. He is really, really good. And he gives us two things to be absolutely excited about: our head coach and the linebacker he's going to be lining up next to, Christian Harris. He's got some big words for those two guys. I'm stoked about it. Gives me confidence as a fan. I'll bring you that audio, and we'll hear from the middle linebacker. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.